think we are ready to start our morning session. On the agenda, the item is now a general discussion. So I see only one item that we could briefly discuss. If there are any comments concerning the written reports that we mentioned yesterday, you remember that we have these ALPOM 2, HADES, NA62, STAR, and new accelerators, that we postpone our decision till the establishment of the 7-year plan. So now that they are included in the 7-year plan, that is, those projects need our formal approval, and that's why they presented those written reports. If there are no comments, then we can formally decide that we approve them till the extension, for the extension that they requested. Yes?
I read them yesterday, and I cannot just simply say, yes, we approve them, because this, if we approve them, then it's just continuation of an existing, I would say, also overuse of manpower. I'm not talking about the travel cost here and there, but somehow I think this is less up to us, but more up to the management of Dubna to see whether they continue as requested on a standard way. The amount of money usually is very small, but the amount of manpower, if you translate that into money, is non-negligible. And so I encourage the management to have a close look whether all manpower is needed. I'm not saying so much the scientific one, but the engineering or the servicing of equipment, and as Vladimir said, he wants to know what's the feedback points in HADES. Return to the Dilepton work at NICA? If yes, beautiful. But it should not go automatically. At the moment, I think this should be looked at internally. From the physics side, we can say, yes, that's fine, but I think there should be a process within Jinner to check on that.
Yeah, I think that this is what we need to address. Actually, that's exactly why we postponed the decision. We postponed the decision when those projects were submitted, just to allow the management the flexibility to first decide whether or not to pursue those projects beyond the old 7-year plan. That's exactly why we postponed our decision, to let the management decide. So management has decided. They are included. Okay? So we have now just to say, from the scientific point of view, what do we think? And therefore, I think that this committee now should approve those projects. You want to say something? Please.
Dear Chairman, dear members of the PAC, unfortunately, I could not present during be at the meeting during the presentation because of the wrong information which I have obtained. But I have familiar with the recommendation of the PAC referee concerning these two projects considered here. And I fully appreciate this recommendation because it's exactly my opinion as a scientific leader of that exactly corresponds to the situation. Just a few words. The COMPASS, as a COMPASS 2 project, as it is extended at CERN already until 2020. basing on the assumption that the same scientific program and the same obligations of the institute will be the same. So new memorandum of understanding not necessary, will be not requested, because nothing changed, just extension basing on the possibility expressed by COMPASS to run in 2018 for additional year, which is a gift to collaboration. We appreciate this gift and we would like to use it in the context of the approved program. So second project is not necessary at all. So for this approval. But if PAC considers that we have to submit something new, one, more definite them presentation, but because presentation was not completely corresponds to this approach, we would be ready to fulfill the recommendation of the COMPASS. This is my comment, also a comment, because the scientific leader is something unusual in this program. I think the PAC could formally ask to formalize responsibility of the scientific leader. For the moment, this function of this leader is not defined exactly, and this is not correct. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. I think that you were here during the discussion yesterday, and you probably heard that the main concern that the PAC and the referees had concerning the COMPASS, the two COMPASS projects, is that it was not clear, not justified, why we need two separate groups involved in the same experiment. That was the main point that was addressed by the referees. That goes more or less in line with what you are saying. Yes.
Igor Alexeevich, in fact, we are not discussing now COMPASS. I think we will continue after that, but we have to agree about the continuation of the other projects, which we did not do yesterday.
Yes.
So I think that we should decide.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
To continue discussions on the list of the projects which are proposed for approval, as you said, we did evaluation of the indeed how much we are involved in this project, how much manpower are involved, and from one point of view, we have strict obligations related to MOU. We should fulfill our obligations of the running experiment and maintaining the equipment which we delivered there. Otherwise, experiment could stop, or it's not easy to go ahead. And we indeed optimized our participation in those experiments in such a way that we could benefit of experience of people going there and coming back then to be involved in our domestic experiments from one point of view. On the other hand, we have fully fulfilled our obligations with the minimum required resources. No extra manpower going there. When power goes there, we have some feedback, as you told Hans, to have benefit of the experience on coming back and involving in our other activity. So it's not so big, huge resources which are spent for those experiments presented here, so I would propose to approve this continuation.
Okay. Okay, any further comments on these five project that, yes, please.
Well, first of all, I have to say that the reports are very different. So I propose next time to have a kind of template where we say results, requests, and so on. Because now, looking, we have STAR and HADES that are very detailed, although it's not written what they request and how many people they will need and so on and so forth. At the end, we have a couple of reports that are two pages saying, okay, well, here we did this and that, and we did not manage to finish, so we want to continue. And to me, either we discuss them separately, because they are not on the same basis, or we this time say, well, since we haven't requested correctly what to be prepared, we agree with what is there, but next time we have it done in a better way. To me, it's completely different what the five projects are presenting.
Yeah, I think that this is a result of this unusual procedure that was followed in this case, because we froze our decision. Those projects were submitted in the normal way, I don't know, when it was a year and a half ago or a year ago, and we postponed our decision. So they were oral presentations, and there were, though, was a discussion, and then we just decided not to decide till the seven-year plan was completed. So this written report was just kind of an addendum to what was already said.
But then, we better have also the links to the original presentation where all this was discussed already, so that I don't search in Indico in 3 years ago, but have it directly.
Yeah, that's correct. By the way, I also realized that you cannot anymore look at past meetings on the Indico. The Indico gives you just the present PAC meeting, and we cannot look at the previous ones. The previous ones are not accessible any longer. It was the previously
Indico dash old. Eh? You look at the Indico dash new, but the old Indico dash old.
Oh, well, okay. So I think they should be unified, that because previously we could look at Indico and browse and look at any meeting we wanted. Now they are separated in two Indico pages, apparently. That's what Alexander tells me. I mean, it would be nice to keep one page where you have all the links, and then you can click on the meeting 25 or the meeting 35 or the meeting whatever. No, they are on a different page. Alexander tell me that they are on a different page because there is an Indico new and Indico old. So
I think that at the bottom of the page
there is Indico. Look at that, but maybe okay, but so many people got confused, that means that it is not very transparent. So maybe there is something to be done there to keep the system more friendly. Okay, any other comments? Yes. Again, we are still on five. You are going to talk about COMPASS again?
Or? No, about the program of next sessions of the PAC.
Okay.
During the reports, were somebody told that there is a discussions about physics continuation at COMPASS. It is a one of the leading experiments at CERN, and it is at the level of the corresponding control. But it was expressed in terms of COMPASS 3, but COMPASS 3 has not fixed the program. So and it will be processed. So my suggestion to plan for next or at the last session of this year to consider a scientific report, worldwide review of the field and possibility of DOGMA to participate in the future physics at COMPASS beyond 2020.
Okay.
Thank you. This is our suggestion.
Okay. Any further comments concerning those five projects? Okay. So, if not, we heard the... Yes?
I can say something about the two of those five projects. I was to be concerned of ALPOM 2 and NA62. I was the referee of the first one. I have supported it because few words about that. It's concerned our results. Sometimes ago, so many years ago, we have theoretically the zero of electric form factor of the proton in a space-like region. It's violating the traditional belief from half of the last century up to the 2000 that the behavior is the dipole behavior of this form factor. And this zero what we have predicted is not proved experimentally up to now, because in Jefferson lab they have measured this quantity only up to the AGV squared, and they would like to prolong it up to the 12-13 GV squared. And at that moment they can found it or they can disprove it. And Alpom 2 in Dubna is doing the preparation for realization of those experiments Jefferson lab. Therefore, I'm supporting to approve this project, because without the results of Dubna, they cannot continue in Jefferson lab. Thank you.
Thank you for this comment. Okay, I think that we can move to any other topic of general discussion, if there is any. And if not, then we should move into the closed session, but with a coffee break in between. Yes?
Very general comment. I appreciate very much the talk which was given yesterday by Dima Pishakhonov, because he was in his request of the resources for the for this NA64 project, he was arguing in the terms which are very familiar for the all European labs. So he was not arguing in terms of number of people who were participating or supposed to participate, but first of all in the terms of full-time equivalent. And this is exactly how it works in the any European institute. In order to avoid any kind of double counting, if the project is presented, you have a part of number of participating people, you have to declare what is the level of involvement of those people in this project. Okay. So this, I think, to some extent, I would recommend, please consider it as a sort of maybe the future way how you evaluate as well manpower involved in the project. And all the rest was done accordingly. So what I realized as well, that not all projects stick to this scheme, and I would suggest that you probably can recommend to do this in sort of standard basis.
Yes.
Maybe I also join previous speaker about this project. I think it is rather new for us, and I think what is pity that it was born in the one lab, and we in our lab, in fact, didn't know about this. And it would be nice to have this wider discussion. And this way, I believe we can find a supporter of this product in our laboratory. So,
I didn't get the last point you made. What is that?
I want to say that this project, I see good future of this project if it would be wider discussion in general institute, in our institute. It was in some sense hidden in the their laboratory, and in my laboratory people didn't know about this. And there are some people who could participate in this project, but they knew about it only this part. So we can enlarge this team by our people.
So in fact, there is a request to enlarge the team, as I understood from Dmitry Pishakhonov's talk yesterday. So you can agree with him to give additional people.
Yes, of course.
Are there any other topics or subjects that okay, so if then we will now move to the closed session. Coffee break, I am told, will be ready in 5 minutes, so 5 minutes without coffee. We should be back here, I believe, by a quarter to ten. We now move into the closed session, and our main item is to finalize the recommendations. So there is a draft that you received. We have to go through all of it, and then we will make comments or changes or additions as we see fit. But maybe before going into that, I will just make one comment. You know that we have been discussing with the lab management some new regulations for the way the PAC should work. There has been some back and forth with comments that we sent to the management, and there is an almost final version on the works. After this meeting, Alexander will circulate among all of us the latest version or the latest changes that are being proposed, and if we do have some further comment, then we should communicate that to the management. Otherwise, this is going to be almost the final thing for these draft regulations, and so that's a process that probably will be completed rather soon, I guess.
Just one correction. Yes. So I'll be waiting until the end of this week when all PAC will be able to comment.
Okay.
And then we'll prepare some consolidated
all right.
version and send it around. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so now we will go to the draft recommendations. We will go paragraph by paragraph. So we start with the preamble. The preamble is usually not controversial. It's just a summary of facts. So I hope that we did not forget anyone, or that those are well expressed here. So I'll give you a couple of minutes to go through this preamble. And if you find some mistakes, some omissions, some changes to propose, then please, we will discuss that. Congratulating Victor for his re-election. This happened between the last pack and this pack. So
it is the only possibility to congratulate.
Yes, because. Okay.
And it happened.
Yes?
It happened.
It happened. Yes. Yes. think we should add here, maybe at the beginning, that the PAC congratulates Victor for his re-election.
Okay.
So we discuss now the preamble. Any comments, changes, mistakes?
Maybe in the first paragraph, the last line, November 2017, is a misprint.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's well taken. Thank you. I have another change. What?
Small question, maybe about BM at M experiment. Maybe would be nice just to discuss. Maybe it would be nice to add some small phrase about encouraging to first very preliminary results, experimental.
To what? I didn't get the question. Could you repeat?
May I comment? Vadim is asking to put here encouragement of the first preliminary results. We are not yet at the position of starting experiment. It's just commissioning of the detector. Until the detector is commissioned, we could not talk about any results. So we have scheduled plan. And according to the scheduled plan, the first run... It's not experimental run. It's just technical run for commissioning yet, so it's not yet started.
Yeah. These are technical runs.
Runs for commissioning only. No
check subsystems.
For physics.
But I understood that they already use detectors and can make some data.
No.
He said no?
No.
It's what's wrong.
It's sorry. Only for commissioning. Technical runs.
I have a small wording correction on the third paragraph, endorsing the efforts taken towards modernization of key infrastructure. We should remove the key infrastructure. Modernization of key infrastructure. And another change that I would propose, I think that at the beginning of the preamble we should add a sentence congratulating Victor for his re-election as a director of the Institute for a second term. I think that it would be appropriate. This is something that has happened between our last meeting and this meeting, so we should just express our congratulations on that. So I will add a sentence there on that respect. Okay? So now we move to section number 2, reports on the Nucleotron NICA project. And I'll give you a couple of minutes to go through, and then I will read paragraph by paragraph and we can comment so that you get an overall view, give you 2 minutes to go through this section. Okay, so we go now paragraph by paragraph, okay?
In the first paragraph,
well, I will read it.
The NICA project was not presented by Sidorin, by other person, but I don't remember the name.
It was Sidorin, who?
No, I was present here, I have heard this.
Yes, it was Sidorin?
We also.
No, I know Sidorin.
We can play back. We can play back the meeting yesterday.
Probably you mix with Butenko.
I don't remember the family name.
Okay. No, it was Sidorin.
Okay.
Okay, first paragraph. The PAC takes note of the report on the progress towards realization of the Nucleotronica project presented by A. Sidorin. The PAC is very pleased with the successful commissioning of the linear accelerator of heavy ions HILAC and the preparations for the booster construction. Also, the PAC appreciates the significant progress achieved in the Nucleotron operation during the 52nd and 53rd runs. Comments?
No.
Second paragraph. The PAC takes note of the report presented by the coordinator of the experimental program with nucleotron beam, E. Strokovsky. The PAC is pleased to note that a beam of polarized deuteron nuclei was accelerated during the 53rd nucleotron run for the first time after a hiatus of 15 years, and an intensity up to 7 × 10⁸ ions per cycle was delivered to the experiment. The PAC also notes that the latest run had a record duration of 1412 hours. What means what?
Record.
Record, I mean, in the duration.
It's the longest run during the history of Nucleotron.
Of stable operation.
Eh?
This number of hours of stable operation.
Okay, we can add that. 1412 hours of stable operation.
Maybe also to add this depolarization up to 60%.
Of polarized.
Depolarization up to 60%.
The PAC is pleased to note that the beam of polarized nuclei, parentheses,
intensity up to 7 × 10⁸ ions per cycle and depolarization up to 60%.
Okay. And a polarization up to 60%. Was delivered to the experiments. Okay. Any other thing? Next paragraph. Yes?
Maybe not bad to say which experiments, just to name.
Well, it was delivered to several experiments. The most important one that wanted the deuterium beam was the ALPOM, I think.
Okay.
That was the one that was waiting for the polarized beam. Okay, the PAC takes note of the report on the infrastructure development at VBLHEP, including the nucleotron facility presented by N. Agapov. The PAC notes with satisfaction the significant progress in upgrading the NICA complex infrastructure, the official start of the assembly and testing line for superconducting magnets, the progress in the civil construction work of the collider building, and the progress in the modernization of electrical systems and heating facilities.
The word satisfactory is okay. Maybe better to say something more exciting.
About what?
Satisfactory, but not with satisfaction. To say some stronger.
Satisfaction is a good thing,
happy
yes.
Happy to see.
Or you want to say some stronger words, you just make a proposal, please.
It is famous song.
We have to walk.
I can get some satisfaction.
Maybe big satisfaction. It's pleasure.
Absolutely.
Please to note.
Yes.
Microphone.
Microphone.
in the third paragraph it's written with the satisfaction, significant progress, and then we mentioned what the progress actually is, which is very good. However, in the very first paragraph, if we come back, it's written that some significant progress, blah, 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 but here we do not list items of what the progress was. Maybe we should add something in the very first paragraph to list the, what the progress in the very first. Because the, somehow the style is different. So here we mentioned what the progress is more explicitly. But there we just stated that it is progress. But
no, no.
Edward.
The next paragraph justifies this. Ah, okay.
Yeah, the same.
To this progress. So.
Second page.
Exactly. The second paragraph explicitly specifies the progress. Yeah, it's all written.
Okay. Mm. Okay, it was not a specific progress in the very first talk. It was just preamble of the next talk. Okay. Sorry.
Now, concerning the comment made to use some stronger words for the pack notes with satisfaction, or we leave it as it is?
Please to know.
It's enough. Eh? I think it's good. I mean, okay. Third, the next paragraph. The pack takes note of the progress towards realization of the NICA MPD project presented in the report by V. Kolesnikov. The PAC appreciates the ongoing efforts for the preparation of the technical design reports for the different subsystems foreseen in Stage 1, as well as the progress in the preparations for mass production of detector elements. The PAC congratulates the MPD management for the progress in attracting new outside collaborators. You're okay?
Here I want to add, and encourages further efforts.
Okay.
Because we are not yet there.
You mean in collaborators?
Yeah. To get more outside collaborators.
Okay. Last paragraph of this section. The PAC appreciates the report presented by M. Kapishin on the progress towards realization of the BM-ATEN project. The PAC is pleased to note the commissioning of the internal GEM tracker and congratulates the team for the first successful run with a setup that included all subsystems, in which significant statistics was collected to address various methodological and detector issues.
I just realized that due to our period of PAC meetings and the session of the advisory committees after the PAC, this year's PAC has not gotten any reaction to the reports of the advisory committees to MPD or to BM&N. Yeah. So more or less we forgot about that, isn't it?
What, to include something from the DAC?
Yeah. The two DACs were working after the PACs in June, and somehow...
We could add a sentence that the PAC appreciates the work done the DAC at the MPD and the DAC
that's
for
I
BM&N.
Don't need. That's we don't need. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, after all, it was this PAC that nominated those DACs, actually.
Yes, yes.
So we could add a sentence there.
A reaction to the report which we gave you after June.
Yeah.
After June, you usually get a report from the DACs.
Right.
And there's then no... Yeah.
And the progress
Yeah.
If you want to prepare one sentence, we can add that.
I think I prepare rather that for the next PAC, we should have a report of the DAC, MPD, and DAC, BMN, to the PAC. That is reasonable.
Look,
for the next PAC. Yeah, that's better.
At the end of this recommendation, we have a list of things we have to discuss, so we can put it in there. Yeah. Okay.
I will nevertheless try to put, a sentence of what you suggested. I think that this is appropriate to have it on the minutes. Okay, so I will put something here on the deck. Okay. So we move to section number 3, reports on the projects approved for completion in 2016 and proposals for their continuation. Again, I'll give you a couple of minutes to look through and then we will go paragraph by paragraph. Appreciates the report presented by Zed Tsamalaitze on the progress towards development of the Comet experiment, which is under preparation at the JPARC accelerator and is aimed at searching for muon to electron conversion. The participants from GIONR have made important technical contributions by constructing a straw tube detector and testing scintillating crystals for the comet calorimeter. The PAC recommends approval of the continuation of this project for 3 years until the end of 2019. Comments? Yes.
First of all, I propose to add not only testing scintillators, but before supplying, we have bought these scintillators, not all, but a big part of them, and tested. So it is contribution of GNR, not only testing scintillators, but also purchasing something like that. The participants from GNR have made important technical contribution by constructing straw tube detectors, supplying and testing scintillator crystals.
Supplying.
So you selected the crystal, you tested it and you bought it and you okay.
Not all, but rather substantial parts of crystals were bought by GNR.
Okay.
That is our contribution. Not only testing. Of course, now we're testing, but this crystal was.
Okay, so we add supplying and testing scintillating crystals for the comet calorimeter.
Right.
I think it would be better to say scintillator crystals, no? Or scintillating crystals?
It's, I don't know. It's English. Okay. And the second comment, if possible. Maybe to add in the last sentence that you already said, maybe we should encourage them to participate in also, not only in this business, but also in some physical, as referee said, physical simulations and physical analysis. Because as I know, there are now people who really think about it in this team. So I propose to add after 2019 and to encourage the team to participate in physical analysis and physical simulations, something like that.
It encourages me.
Yeah.
And encourages the team to
maybe to pay more attention or something.
To take active roles.
To get more actively involved.
Active roles.
They already involved to some extent, but not
physics.
That much. More actively involved. Yeah.
They do simulation of response of crystals, but not physics. You're completely right. Yeah. I also pointed their attention on the point. Yeah.
Okay, so I have changed the sentence to read in the following manner. The PAC recommends approval of the continuation of this project for 3 years until the end of 2019. And encourages the team to take active roles in physics analysis.
Yeah.
It's rather good. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next is the big paragraph concerning COMPASS. I will read all of it and then we can discuss it. The PAC takes note of the two reports on GINR's participation in the COMPASS project. COMPASS 2, presented by A. Nagaitsev, and Hadron Physics in the COMPASS experiment, status and proposal on organizational matter, presented by A. Guskov. The PAC appreciates the important role of GINR group in data taking and detector maintenance, as well as in the physics analysis, in particular the spin asymmetry studies and data analysis concerning hadron physics. However, the PAC considers it unjustified to have two different GINR groups participating in the same experiment. The PAC is unable to provide any kind of recommendation due to the large mixing between the two proposals in terms of people involved, research interest, and financial requests. The PAC recommends the two GINR group to resubmit one single proposal presented by one project leader. We should outline the GINR strategy and goals for the next 3 years of the COMPASS 2 experiment. This proposal should include the following specific information: number of participants, COMPASS authors, PhD students, engineers, and the list of all the physics analyses they propose to carry out, each one with a list of authors and the leader. In addition, as far as the travel expenses are concerned, the group should prepare a plan, including the number of ships to be taken by the group in the next years and the expected cost. Last, the R&D activities in view of the detector upgrade must be better described, keeping in mind that the PAC has not yet discussed any future COMPASS 3 project. So this text was in large extent prepared by Antonio Hereditato, which had to leave, so I just edited a little bit. As far as I am concerned, I fully endorse it. But this is now open for discussion. Yes?
In order to not to stop this activity, because until the next PAC they should do something, they cannot interrupt activity, I would propose to add something like, PAC agrees the continuation of the project in the framework of the existing structure until the next decision or something like that, not to stop the project immediately now. Something just...
Well, we don't know when the stop the project stops. Maybe it stops in 2017, but it doesn't say that it stops in January 2017. I don't know.
It's
when does
16.
It stop?
It was stopped in 16, as I remember.
Sorry?
It's 16.
16.
Already. As I remember. So it's already they were waiting for this approval. So until the next PAC, they have obligations, they should do something.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I should interrupt. I don't like this at all, because it looks like so we are doing wrong, in some sense, wrong work. This last part of this abstract saying that we, in some sense, all this what we required is given. In fact, there is given separation of obligations. What people do, and all this given. And I don't understand why we should give plan including number of shifts. It's not not topic to discuss at that part. I think it's completely in matter of the.
I cannot speak for Antonio, but I think
it's.
Wait a minute. I will tell you what I think was disturbing Antonio, and not only Antonio. I think that one of the two proposals was asking for about $200,000 for travel expenses, or $150,000. I don't remember exactly, but a very large amount of money. Once you request so much money for travel, you should justify it.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
but this is a question of this is a second order questions. We could settle this question inside our laboratories, inside our institute.
I'm sorry. If you request such an amount and it's presented to the PAC, it's absolutely justified to ask, why do you need so much money for travel?
This is easily to check. This is not point to kill both projects. But it looks like a killing.
No, we have to avoid that we kill it. And any clear thing. But clearly, if 13 people are on both groups, something is wrong. And I think we stick to that, Antonio and myself and whoever joins us, we want to see one general group under one leadership. Now, general has to solve that problem because it's cross laboratories. And I would like I don't want to stop it either, as you said. So if it's only ended by December 31st, we have to have a sentence. What I want also to have in this sentence, perhaps we should put it in or not, the idea of having two groups came out of the positive attitude to have young people in a leadership position. But I don't want to go into detail of that, but this is something behind, and we heard this. So we can say we don't write about it. We can say we would love to have that. Clearly, the presentation of the second new group was exciting and nice.
Yes, I wanted to ask you to write this directly. That second group presentation is very good.
Yeah.
But why you want to not approve it as it is, because there is second one, and you force us to join them.
Yes.
But contribution of the second, or first, of Hadron group is very, very good, well defined. The
Absolutely.
People is very good, yep. And they is very good team. And what I want to say, that it's not separation.
But the first group has not given me convincing arguments to continue. But from an MOU viewpoint, legalistic viewpoint.
Yes.
But they did not show physics, it was boring, and it's just the technical group from China could do the job. So that's why the second group was thrilling and positive. So my question is, Antonio says we let the China management do that.
I
so what help do you need from us?
So let me say, repeat again. Concerning, I fully agree, the presentation done by the first group was not adequate. It was no indication of the bright physics which is taken by the group. But it exists, but the presentation was bad. But you cannot appreciate only presentation.
Yes,
you are right.
I agree.
But my proposal is rather modest, to allow the group to continue fulfilling their obligations until the next decision of the next PAC, because it's a few months, in the framework of existing structure. Just only that to put here, something like
that. Richard?
So I can only add that the shifts is not the main obligation. The main obligation of GINER is maintenance of the detectors, for example, ECAL Zero and other detectors. So mentioning only this shift in the text, maybe it is not a true way how to represent the obligations. So somehow it should be... And I agree with Vladimir that in view of these obligations, we should allow this group to fulfill them.
PACS agrees to continue fulfilling the obligation in the framework of existing structure until the next decision of the next PAC.
For example, like this. But this proposal looks like boring from my point. It's very preliminary, I would say. It says that we're not in good shape. But I would like that you said that you confirm that both group are okay, at least second one is very good. And there's this new generation that goes farther, and future would connect it with this group. Something like that. This was idea of mine to make this unusual, for some sense, step to arrange this group, to push them, to allow them to walk, to allow them to be responsible. We have not spoiled any obligation of GNR before collaboration. It's not our goal. It's not separation. You see, and okay. Also, if you remember our presentation, you will see that first one presentation was about maintain separation and some physics about muons. The second one was directly said hadron physics and some physics with some wheels and perhaps some future. That was this clear separation. Of course, there is some intersection between people, but it is inevitable.
Want to hear the comment by Edward.
Maybe I also would like to add some comment. First, is very small comment. I really think that, look, what is written here, they should present, blah, 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 a list of all the physics analysis they propose to carry out, each one with a list of authors and the leader. I think that is something really out of our responsibility. As far as I know, like, things are going on in big collaboration. For every time there are some international teams and all these tasks somehow are formed. How they can list all the physics analysis they propose to carry out. I think that is a bit too much. In
okay.
Any case, I would propose to drop this.
All right. I think I can agree with that. I would like to say a couple of comments from what has been said here. First of all, I have here now the numbers. The first proposal was requiring a total of $400,000 for travel expenses for 3 years, which is of the order of 150 per year. The other was requesting $140,000 for 3 years, which is of the order of $50,000 per year. So the second is a much modest sum, but together they are requesting almost $200,000 per year for traveling. This is a lot of money.
Okay, so
let me finish. So this is something that is not really usual. And if you request that, maybe you have good reasons, but then you should provide those good reasons. Now, it is absolutely legitimate when you participate in a large experiment to have different people doing different things. I mean, we know Atlas, we know CMS, we know ALICE, and we hear their reports. We heard their reports yesterday, and they say, we are in ALICE, for example, they say, we are focusing on ultra-peripheral collisions, we are focused on HBT measurements, we are focused on, and he mentioned some kind like four different items where they focus their physics analysis. In addition to that, they have hardware responsibilities, and they care about the FOSS, calorimeter, etc., etc. So there is a spectrum of activities within one group. That's absolutely legitimate. That's the same thing here. You don't need to split for each activity a different group. This has to be integrated in one single group. This is straightforward. I don't know what we are trying to discuss here.
Yes, I agree. Now, I agree.
Okay,
but
I didn't finish. So now concerning what to do. So the request here is very clear. You should come with one single proposal. And that's not negotiable in this pack, I guess. The thing that we may negotiate is, or we can consider is, how we prevent the group from, I mean, how we allow the group to still continue their activities in COMPASS before they come to us. Now, we can add to this write-up, I will come to your comment in a minute, we could add a sentence. For example, Antonio was proposing present to the PAC as early as possible, implying that if you want to submit a proposal within 1 month, then do it and we can consider it by email. There is no problem. I mean, I think that the physics case is well established and we are not arguing about the physics case. We are arguing about the organizational aspect. So you could just consolidate those two things in one single document, send it by email, and our referees we can approve it by email without waiting for the next pack. That's one possibility.
Because the next PAC is usually in June.
June is not that far away. It's 5 months.
Not far away, but it's still they should do something.
Yeah.
Email, non-standard way of negotiation. It's not. Until June, to allow them to work, it's easiest way. In June...
So what does it mean to allow them to work?
What does it mean? To fulfill their obligations.
What are their obligations?
The obligations are to maintain and to prepare for the preparation for the run.
Formally, if a project
but
not
I think
approved...
But then we have to put a limit here. Then we have to put a limit. We cannot allow them continue till you present,
then
they come in a year
from
now.
This is already something like micromanagement. The directors heard your worries, and we shall do our best to really to limit the activity, but just to do it in the minimal necessary value.
So from my view, I mean, we could say that we could be specific to submit one single proposal not later than the next PAC meeting. So I want to put a time limit.
Yes.
And then we could add a sentence like, in the meantime, the lab director should provide their minimal support so that they continue their obligations. Something like this. Now, concerning Edward's comment, I fully agree to remove that sentence. I have no problem with that.
No, I have two comments. I think Antonio wanted is to identify those authors who are really paying fee to the common fund and who are considered physicists participating in everything. Versus engineers who do their job regulated by MOU. I mean, the French separate that also, etc. So this is what he means with authors. And I think it's a good point to say what themes are they are working on. But the statement authors is who are recognized as physicists not doing just service deals.
Okay, but not in this way.
Right.
It is written.
The other point is, if we would not mingle into the inner affairs of of Chinner, we could have said also the first proposal we drop, we stop, and the second group should do the whole job. Okay?
Yes, in future. It's good idea.
No, not in future. No, we have two proposals from, and the director of Chinner was surprised that there are two proposals, but we as a park could have made this mess, saying the first Compass 2, we don't continue. The new one is challenging, is fine.
That's not the aim. Based on the wrong presentation, your so tough decision is not the right way to proceed.
No, situation should develop to this by itself, not immediately.
May I add one more comment?
Indication should be done on that. That's right. But
I don't know, but for me at least, for a little bit outside, it looks like a bit misunderstanding what happened here. Because, as I was explaining, from Compass point of view, there is one single group from Jena, which is listed in the OSA list. It's just one single group, which includes people from both these teams which we discussed. So in this sense, there is no formal contradiction. And all the problems are just internal problems here, which should be solved here between somehow two directors. Yeah. They can get together, sit down, and they will solve the problem in a minute or 2 minutes. And I think Vladimir was completely right to mention such a sentence here in order to stop the activity of both groups and all the people inside the collaboration. Otherwise, we would make some really bad effort for their activity.
Okay. Should we
add one sentence, using the chance of rejuvenating the group, focusing more on physics?
Yeah, that would be great.
To have a sentence like that in? Because this is what we badly feel.
Just about physics. That should be clear. If you
yes,
allow,
Isaac,
I would like to turn a bit the discussion to other point. I think that all we see the low tempo with SPD and with spin physics at NICA. All we see the lack of people and resources for SPD. And at the same time, I hope you agree that there is a synergy, of course, between Compass and future SPD. So I would like to propose you to put a sentence just in the end of this chapter, of this something like PEC appeals the Jinner Directorate to involve actively resources of both groups participating in Compass for or into R&D for SPD experiment at NICA. Something like this.
I have a sentence like that in my recommendation, pointing to SPD.
But this not discussed clearly.
Yeah, this is yeah. Well, this is not well. I discussed
it was
with,
discussed.
Yeah, I discussed it with Compass both spokesmen last month, and of course CERN and Compass understands that we. We participate in the Compass experiment, also take into account that in future their experience and their technologies and their people and resources will be also involved into SPD. So this is I'm sure that absolutely do not interfere or contradict to the Compass policy. But we today we had a lot of discussions about lack of people and some. Probably small consolidation, not good consolidation on MPD experiment, and on my point of view, the same situation is already growing with SPD. And as soon as this is in some sense the same physics, very 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 similar processes, both. So I think that for us it will be very very good proposal.
Something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
May I add something?
Sure.
I fully support the proposal of Grigory, but concerning the whether it was discussion or not, it was discussion because this question was raised by Hans during the presentation, and I was contributing to this discussion during the PAC meeting yesterday. But concerning our past activity in that, we had several meetings with the spokesperson of COMPASS, and he fully supports this idea, and even he has several suggestions how to make it more effective way. So it seems to me it's very, very important to have such indication here in this document. It would help us to direct people in doing right things in future.
I have in
how
my
about excuse me, just on the same topic, if we write something like the PAC realizes the potential synergy between the groups participating in COMPASS and their possible involvement in the SPD or something like this. Is that okay?
I had in my written document following sentence, while the prolongation of CINEP participation in COMPASS 2 and the hydrogen physics in this program until 2019 is very reasonable and desirable in one single team, any continuation of the CINEP participation in COMPASS 3 should be carefully evaluated and compared with the discovery potential at NICA or at the LHC experiments. Hadron physics at NICA requires active participation in building up this program now, not tomorrow, keeping in mind the worldwide large interest for spin physics at NICA and the proposal to build a SPD spin physics detector. So we could take that. Oh.
Yes, I agree with this. And the goal of supporting the Guskov team was right SPD. It was ideal in future to arrange this team to push us forward, at least in work. But okay. This is working model. We've already.
Okay, I have taken note of several things that were said here, and maybe I will try to read what I have changed. The changes I made on the fly, they may need some fine tuning, but so I will try to reread everything, okay? So the PAC takes note of the two reports, that's okay. The PAC appreciates the important role of GINR group in data taking and detector maintenance, as well as in the physics analysis, in particular the spin asymmetry studies and the data analysis concerning the hadron physics. The PAC realizes the importance of GINR participation in the COMPASS experiment and the potential synergy with future involvement in the SPD experiment at NICA. However, the PAC considers it unjustified to have two different GINR groups participating in the same experiment. The PAC is unable to provide any kind of recommendation due to the large mixing between the two proposals in terms of people involved, research interest, and financial requests. The PAC recommends the two GINR groups to resubmit one single proposal, not later than to the next PAC meeting, presented by one project leader. We should outline the GINR strategy and goals for the next 3 years of the COMPASS 2 experiment. In the meantime, the lab director should provide to the groups the minimum support that will allow them to continue fulfilling their obligations in COMPASS. This new proposal should include the following specific information: number of participants, COMPASS authors, PhD students, engineers, and the list of all the physics analyses they propose to carry out. In addition, As far as the travel expenses are concerned, the group should prepare a plan including the number of ships to be taken by the group in the next years and the expected lab cost. Last, the R&D activities in view of the detector upgrade must be better described, keeping in mind that the PAC has not yet discussed any future Compass 3X project. While reading that, it occurred to me that I will modify a little bit the sentence on the travel expenses, and I will modify it in such a way that it will read like, in addition, as far as the travel expenses are concerned, the group should prepare a better justification for the large amount requested. Should justify the large amount requested.
Much better. It's not a micromanagement to go follow each ship, right. Time of shifts, etc.
Now, if that looks to you, then I will fine-tune this in the wording and
about SPD.
Yes.
About OSPD, you didn't
say. I did it.
Well,
I said it.
At the beginning.
I can say that again. I can read that again.
At the beginning.
But Itzhak, I would repeat at the end when you talk about Compass 3, I would make again a statement on SPD.
Again?
Yeah.
Why twice?
Yeah, because their Compass 3 is exactly colliding with SPD preparation. So if we say about Compass 3, for me, it's a collision of interest. Compass 3 is a collision of interest.
We say that we will discuss it later, so I think it's fine to leave it like it is. But I have a comment on the phrase, the PAC is unable to provide. I propose to rephrase it. Either the PAC will provide its recommendation after the clarification of the large overlap between the two proposals, in positive sense,
Which sentence are you trying to write?
The PAC is unable to provide. This I want to change.
Okay.
The PAC will provide its recommendation after clarification of the large overlap between the two proposals in terms of... it is. It's 7 out of... 12 out of 17. There is a large overlap in the list of people. 12.
Yeah.
So substantial.
Okay, well.
Substantial. Substantial. Not substantial.
But Antonio and myself, we said we are unable to. And this is putting the ball back to them. And.
No,
I know.
I am sure that you are able, but you don't want. So that's why we better don't.
But I don't want to have another two. I want a single group. Okay?
Yeah, and this you write.
Yeah.
This is written.
This is written.
But also about minimal support of directorate. I mean, better to say not minimal, but necessary, something like.
The minimum necessary.
Yes.
That's what it says. The minimum that will allow them to continue.
I would change minimum to reasonable.
I don't think... I don't think that we can say here we will provide something before we see the new document. We discussed the existing document. The existing document does not allow us, and this is okay.
Okay, well, then you can say the PAC postpones its recommendation because of the overlap between. We can postpone our recommendation. But if you are requested a recommendation, we say we are not capable of doing recommendation, why we are coming here at the end?
The phrase is too emotional, I would say.
Well, we can remove all these things. I mean, we say the PAC considers it unjustified to have two different general groups participating in the same experiment. Furthermore, The PAC is concerned by the large mixing between the two proposals in terms of STEM, people, research and financial requests. The PAC recommends the two GINR groups to resubmit one.
It's better, much better.
Okay. This I also that think we can... but then we do not recommend, but we request the two groups to resubmit one single proposal. Then I propose to remove presented by one project leader. This we don't care if they want to have a chorus of people presenting. This is their business.
No, no, there is one project leader. That's legitimate. Why you want to remove that?
Because it says presented by one project leader.
Yes,
whoever
yes,
wants
yes,
to present.
Submitted, yeah. Every project has one project leader. You want to have a deputy, you can have a deputy if you want. But there is one
Compass
project.
Compass has two project leaders. They have two spokespersons. So even in this experiment, they already have violation of what you say. So why should we request something that makes no sense?
I follow by the leader.
Yeah. Eh?
By the leader or spokesperson.
Why? I can take not one, not two. I mean, we can one single proposal.
One single proposal, yes.
One single proposal. We should outline the general strategy. Okay.
And then in light of our discussion, we list what we want to be presented, and there is a list of all the physics analyses, and then they propose to carry out each one with the list. Do we really want this? This is the first time we request a project to bind a list of people to the analysis that is there.
This is normal. They should give this by default.
I haven't seen any list of people binded to analysis so far in my third year of this PAC.
Me too.
So, we can put it, but then next time another project comes, we have to have the same request. So, if you are presenting analysis, please list. Alice, please tell us. We have 10 people. 3 here, 3 here, 3 here.
Peter, in our laboratory, we usually used to ask this when somebody presents, but maybe not for PEC committees. If somebody presents project, there is activity, and we put leaders who are responsible for this activity at our level, at our laboratory, when we pass this project. Maybe here the same.
I don't know.
It's up to you.
To me, it's... I imagine that something happens and you have another list of people. Is it now a violation of what was presented?
Exactly. One person move from one task to another task, what is that?
Yeah. But I
does
think
it violate
no.
Or what?
No.
I think we are here to help the management and Jinner. And we see so often that the Dubna groups outside are huge compared with any other group from other laboratories worldwide. And here we have now a typical issue, and Antonio and myself, we would like to see that the Compass participation is adequate, strong, physics-oriented, but also respects the MOU responsibilities what Dubna has. And for that, since we see this mess, this time we ask for that.
Okay.
But not all the time.
As exception, it could be in this case. As exception, perhaps.
Well, if everybody wants this list, I don't mind. I'm just saying that this is the first time we ask for a list of people associated with given analysis. So to me, it's a little bit micromanagement.
Probably to say it in more general way, like Itzhak did for the shifts, etc. Otherwise, it seems like micromanagement, indeed.
So maybe
to say in more general way, somehow, like so it's transformed the shift. Concerning the analysis groups, the list of the people, etc., it's probably not too... So.
I would say the physics themes.
So we
I
have
like
removed already some of the details there.
Yes,
we have removed the the list of authors and the leaders. Well, that was taken out, but we keep in mind the list of physics analysis.
Yes.
That, a list. Yes. Yes.
But the list exists.
Look, this is your business if you want the list or not. We don't want to tell Vadim you do analysis of neutrino oscillations. At this, we don't want to give you charge of this thing.
But look in COMPASS 2, in the written document, you have to look with a huge magnifying glass to find physics. I'm not kidding. Okay, so it's not given in COMPASS 2, presentation or document. In the second one, yes.
Are we okay with everything? Shall I try a different, another attempt to read it, or no? Okay, good. So we move on. Section number 4, reports on the scientific results obtained by the GINAR groups in the LHC experiments. I hope this is not controversial, I will read it. The PAC heard with interest the new results obtained by GINAR groups in the ALICE, ATLAS and CMS experiments as reported by E. Rogoshaya, I. Soloshenko and V. Alexakhin, respectively. The PAC appreciates the new interesting results on femtoscopic count correlations, the results obtained during the module testing of the electromagnetic calorimeter FOSS ALICE, the search for pentaquarks and lambda B decays in the ATLAS experiment and the study of muon production in the CMS experiment.
I think it's okay for a moment.
Okay. Projects of new proposals of new projects. The PAC takes note of the new project on GINAR's participation in the fixed target NA64 experiment at the CERN SPS presented by D. Poshikhonov. The proposed contribution of GINAR to NA64, a very interesting project with a very high scientific potential, is the delivery and operation of a straw tube tracking detector with modest but adequate resources requested for the next 3 years. The PAC recommends approval of the project for 3 years until the end of 2019.
PAC do not want to say about enlargement of the team.
About what?
PAC do not want to say a word about enlargement of the team. It looks like not so big team.
No, let's do it by our directorate. We don't need to push too much people outside, if right. It would be adequate. Concerning the very high scientific potential, do you need very high scientific potential?
That is not high, it is not recommended. Very high.
Remove the very, right. Remove the very. Yes. Okay. Okay.
In contents of general participation.
There is two times very, very interesting, very high. Very, very. Very in one word.
Yeah. Okay. Written reports on the projects approved until the end of the previous 7-year plan. I'll give you a couple of minutes to read this section. Okay. The PAC takes note of the written report on the project design, construction and test of prototype elements for new generation accelerators and colliders for fundamental and applied purposes, presented by G. Shirkov. The PAC is pleased to see the considerable progress achieved in commissioning the main photoinjector systems and the second accelerating station of LINAC 200, as well as completion of the preparation work for beam test. The written report on the ALPOM 2 project, presented by Yan Piskunov, shows the first results on measurement of analyzing powers of protons and neutrons with momenta of 3 to 4.2 GeV over C, finally obtained in 2016 during the 53rd nucleotron run with a polarized deuteron beam. That's my addition, with a polarized deuteron beam. More statistics is needed in order to optimize the measurements of proton and neutron form factors in the future experiments planned at JLab. The written report on the HADES project, presented by V. Ladigin, demonstrates good performance of the multi-wire drift chambers supplied by JNR, including associated electronics and software, and interesting results achieved by the Dubna group in studying multi-pion production in neutron-proton reactions and short-range correlations.
I have a suggestion to change the order in the last sentence, because now it is like multi-pion production in short-range correlations, so in studying short-range correlations and multi...
And the following.
Well, I don't care. Why you think it is important to change the
other? Otherwise it is multi-pion production in short-range correlation.
No, it says and.
But...
Okay, well, I don't care. I mean, yeah, we can move that. The PAC takes note of the written report on activities within the NI-62 project presented by U. Potrebnikov. The PAC appreciates the results on the study of the rare kaon decays and notes the importance of the methodological results obtained for the Stroh detector. The results obtained by the JNR group in the STAR experiment during 15-16 were presented in written report by U. Panipratsev. The PAC notes the results of the lambda-lambda correlation study performed on the high statistics, the analysis of scaling properties of the spectra of charged hadrons, and the plans for JNR's participation in the detector upgrade and preparation from the beam energy scan phase 2.
It's okay. I would change lambda-lambda correlation study to baryon, in brackets, anti-baryon correlation studies. Because it is not only lambda-lambda, it is also anti-proton, anti-proton, and proton.
So
lambda.
You want to put of the baryon-antibaryon correlation?
No, baryon, baryon, and in brackets, anti-baryon.
Okay.
Lambda, anti-lambda, lambda-proton, anti-lambda-proton, anti-proton, anti-proton, baryon. No, in brackets.
So then baryon. We should put the results of the baryon, baryon, and anti-baryon, anti-baryon.
Yes. So baryon and in brackets anti-baryon correlations, because baryon can correlate also with mesons and with other particles, and anti-baryon make the same.
Okay.
So baryon and in brackets anti-baryon. Yes.
Correlations.
Correlations. Studies.
Correlation studies.
What is the meaning?
Let's speak what the science.
Okay, the PAC recommends continuation of the ALPOM 2 HADES, STAR, N62 and new accelerator projects for the periods requested in their initial proposals. Okay? Scientific reports. The PAC takes note of the reports, electromagnetic and gravitational effects for spin dynamics in accelerators presented by ACLENCO and GINR neutrino program, DIA-BEI and JUNO precision measurements with reactor neutrinos presented by M. Gonchar, and thanks the speakers for their interesting presentations. I personally liked very much the neutrino presentation. I didn't enjoy that very much, the first one, but yes. I don't think that I will put my personal feelings in the proceedings. And I don't know, what do you think? You said the thing, so maybe we change the wording to reflect somehow that.
The first one was for sure too long.
Was too long,
too
was not really, it lacked the...
He didn't explain us why gravity could be important,
right,
in any case.
Yes.
Because we know that Planck mass is very high comparing to all the energies around. So what?
The mention is, of course, neutrino. Is it S2?
Yes, maybe something.
Really, this is young guy considered as some gift for him to give presentation on this park from our point. We prepared him as such.
I mean, if all the PAC members have the same sentiment that I expressed a minute ago, then I think we should find a delicate way to express that in the minutes.
But I think you don't like bad presentation.
No, we will not say that. I mean, but we can say the PAC takes note of the report. And the PAC. We could say the following. The PAC enjoyed the presentation on GINR neutrino program, DIA-BEI and JUNO, presented by M. Gonchar, and takes note of the reports presented by.
That's very good, thank you very much. Because
this conveys the message very clearly, because we are pleased with one and we take notes of the other one. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Young scientists at GINR. The PAC reviewed 26 poster presentations in particle physics by young scientists from DLNP, VBLHEP, and LIT laboratories, and is very pleased with the overall good quality of all the poster. The PAC has selected the poster Multimedia Exhibition Main Facilities at GINR by Sidorov Nikita to be presented at the session of the Scientific Council in February 2017. I think we should say that we were very pleased to see 26 posters. I think that this is a good number, and we should express and encourage the young people to continue doing so. The way this is written right now, it is too dry. Yes?
Short comment. I mean, that's very good that we selected those particular project, which was on computer, I would say, right? And I also, personally, I vote for this at the first grade. But, you know, really it's not the physical proposal. It's sort of advertisement, or I don't know.
Yes. But that's a nice work. I mean,
it's a very nice work. Yes. It's a very nice work. However, I don't know whether or not some young scientists may, you know, get an impression that advertisement is more important than real physics. That's what my yesterday doubts was about this. You see, what's the lesson we gave to all others? Do movies instead of physics, and you will be the winner.
Maybe I agree. Maybe we
should somehow
two first places.
But I think all young people or all scientists should get a better formation and training in making posters.
Right.
Even if you print them in glossy form, a poster is one way of communication, and if I see too much text, the idea is not grasped. So I also did not vote as number one for this one, because this is more or less the job of the public relation office for Jinner. That it was done by a young person, okay, fine. And when you scratch, then he needed to know much more in what he showed. So, but it was a good job. But I think, in general, young students should be trained to optimize their posters. Now, I would say also, we applaud it, but behind the scene, the laboratory should coach them in a better way, even improved way. And that's, I would say, we are pleased with the overall high quality of the posters. Good is a little bit too low, high is good. Very high is better, but not very high is today, but perhaps tomorrow very high. But there should be an effort going on of presentation skills to your students. We do that at FRC with a coach and a few trainings of students, and it is changing miracles how they improve.
Okay. So, two changes here. Alexander is making, I think, a very good proposal. I think we could ask Nikita Sidorov to make the multimedia presentation to the council, and then ask the second one, Andrei Gridin, to make the scientific presentation on the charmonium-like states at COMPA.
Yes.
That was the prize number two.
Yeah.
And that addresses your concern very well, and we give the floor to two instead of one. So
And this multimedia could be not presented in a session of a scientific council, but in between, for example.
Yeah, so Nikita, during the coffee break or something, can show the display, the multimedia, and this was number one selection. And then in the forum here, to the Scientific Council,
yes,
Andrei Gridin will make the presentation on COMPASS. And now, concerning the text, I will modify it more or less as follows. The PAC reviewed 26 poster presentations in particle physics by young scientists from the LNP, VLHP, and the three laboratories. The PAC is very pleased with the large number of posters and with the overall good quality of all the posters. And the PAC has selected number one and number two. Okay. Next meeting of the PAC, there is a correction here. The next meeting of the PAC, the date that has been proposed is 26-27 of June. Not as written 19-20, but 26-27. Okay. I'm not so sure about that at this moment.
It was the request of the director, because we will be involved in Kazakhstan meeting this time.
Concerning the schedule, I always ask about, is it necessary to give oral presentation of LHC results every PAC? maybe not necessary. Maybe we one per year. Up to you.
That very much depends on the load of the on the load on the agenda, but I think that if there is a big load on the agenda, then we may consider to not have an oral presentation from the three.
No, I mean there is other rather important activities. For example, neutrino physics program. So maybe something in this direction to think. We always concentrate on LHC. It's important, of course. It's almost important as a Nika for us. But it's there is some how to say. I don't know how to choose the correct word, but maybe bias.
But I think this is a good point you make. If there is no proposal, there is no talk. If there is a proposal, there is a talk. And for the LHC, we said once a year is every detector gives us once a year what they do here at JINR for this detector. So whatever you have in neutrino physics, you should also say we need for neutrino physics so many presentations. So it's up to you to make this proposal. So what, when should be what presented?
So do you wait my proposals?
Well, so the question is whether we remove it from here or we say reports of for the LHC experiment, time permitting, at least once a year.
Once a year. I think it would be better.
Okay, let's say at least once a year.
Yes, Itzhak, I also would agree with proposal of Vadim and Hans. Results from, well, if we have some bright results by June, we will add this talk into agenda. This is no problem. But concerning the neutrino physics, it is very active direction, very active field now in the institute. And I think the status or the progress report on neutrino physics say all activities, Baikal and Chinese experiment. Or I think it would be interesting. Just. Also, and also say, I just propose some overall review talk on status and progress in neutrino physics at the Joint Institute.
Agree. For example, not only neutrino, we also have new development of muon physics.
Okay.
So we have big direction
okay,
of research.
Lepton physics. It's up to you. Yeah. If you are not against.
I have no. I think that's fine with the pack. Actually, you remember that this pack recommended that all or most of the neutrino experiments should be discussed within this pack. I don't think that this thing has materialized, but that was the recommendation of this pack, that all the neutrino experiment been discussed here, because scientifically and intellectually that's where those projects should be discussed more than in the pack for nuclear physics. But okay, that's the prerogative of the management to decide whether or not to accept our recommendation, but I will certainly welcome some interim report about the neutrino experiments where the JINR teams are involved.
Yeah. Yes, like this pack was done, but this pack is like a scientific report, but it's completely fit another topic. Maybe ask Alexei, Alexander, when time we come to next pack, maybe understand the feeling, fulfillment of the timetable, and we will decide where we need to supply some talk. It depends on the situation. When you understand how many space appears, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Depending on the situation.
Okay. So we are basically done. So I think that we have some light lunch that will be served here at 12. So we have half an hour, so enjoy your time.
It's 12:30.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong clock. It's 12:30. Good. So lunch will be served here, and then...
It's already served.
Okay?
I'll check.
All right.
I believe.
What's the clock? 26:27.